I was born bold. Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K. Summer breakfast.
So some of these challenge behaviours include, I'll give you two examples, a player who opened his door to try and have a conversation with his training mate down the hallway. Again, he's got a phone. You can pick up the phone and use the telephone as opposed to putting yourself and other people at risk. The other was another gentleman who shouted some Uber Eats to some other people on the floor and was praising himself for his great efforts and opened his door to do so. It is really low level but really dangerous acts which we just can't tolerate.
Emma Casser yesterday, the head of Victoria's Department of Corrections, which is dealing with issues like public health and safety. Just a couple of the, albeit at this stage, but the minor indiscretions from tennis players.
Yeah, just small ones, but things are creeping in a little bit. And the lesson is don't shout your mates any food. It's as simple as that. And then ask for some acknowledgement on the way back. I think what we're starting to learn and what is becoming extremely clear to us via the temper text, people don't like the double standards. People aren't happy with exceptions being made because they are sports people. And we said from the very start, Jack, people don't care. The average punter in the street, and I put ourselves in that category when we're talking about elite athletes, they don't care how hard it is for you because it's extremely tough for everybody.
Mark McGowan's been covering this story from the get-go. He's been all over it. He's the one to follow when it comes to the latest on the Australian Open. He's here for Scott Pack. Turn unpaid invoices into cash. scottpack.com.au. Mark, thanks for your time and good morning. We appreciate it because as we've learned in the last 5 days is that this story is changing by the hour.
Yeah, morning, guys. It's been a pretty frenetic build-up to the Australian Open. I can't remember one like it. And we're not done yet. We've still got a few weeks to go. So I think there's going to be a few more twists and turns to come.
So just in terms of the flights that are coming in at the moment, we've had three flights come in and there's been infections on all three flights. Is that it or are there still more to come in?
No, all the charter flights would be in by now. So there were 17 in total. So the issue at the moment is just waiting for the tests to all come through. So they have their initial test after they had to put in a negative test in the 72 hours before they flew out of the country they were coming from. So those 17 flights were coming from 7 different cities across the world. So obviously, if you get the negative test in that 72 hours, there's still a chance that you could test positive before you got on that flight. So, or contract the virus, I should say. So that's where we're having the issues now with them arriving in Melbourne. But hopefully, there's no more to come, but we'll have to wait over the coming days.
Mark, we've also seen and heard about Novak Djokovic's demands or what he has requested to, you know, for their quarantine, 6-dot points. Some of them I think are okay and sort of reasonable. I've got no issue with a couple of them. Some I think are a touch extreme and go against exactly what everybody else in Victoria has had to go through at some time in the last 12 months. What's your take on them?
There's absolutely no way these players are getting out early. I think Novak needs to get that into his head. It's just not going to happen. It is pretty disrespectful to the Melbourne public that have gone through, obviously, a multi-month lockdown last year. Him expecting them to get out is just pretty wrong, to be honest. I understand he's trying to do the best by the players. And possibly they're coming from countries where they're not taking it as seriously. In Australia, we are taking this incredibly seriously, and that's why we have so few community transmissions. So, look, the other ones, as you said, I think some of them are quite reasonable. You know, fitness and training material in all rooms, I get that. Decent food, again, I understand that as well. But they also do have Uber Eats allocations, so that's on them to try to order the right food. There's been massive complaints about food, and I think that's pretty unreasonable too, but they can't be leaving their rooms to go talk to their coach as one of the other requests. It's just not going to happen. They've got to get their head around that. So I think that's going to be rejected pretty emphatically.
Mark, at what point does it start to become a risk from a crowd point of view in terms of the amount of people that can go to the Australian Open, or are we already at that stage?
Look, it's a pretty loaded question, really. I mean, we don't know. At this stage, they're all in quarantine. They're going through the process that TA planned. The 14 days of quarantine, some are in hard quarantine, which means they can't leave their rooms in that period. And they're the ones that were on the flights where there have been positive cases recorded. The others are allowed to leave their room for 5 hours a day under very strict arrangements. So they're not going to be leaving and being exposed to other people around Melbourne. But you'd hope after the 14 days they clear that, they're not going to be able to leave until they're medically cleared. So they're doing every possible precaution here. If they're to leave at that stage and they have not got, they're not infectious, they haven't got the coronavirus, there shouldn't be a risk. This is the point that needs to be made. They're doing everything possible to lessen this risk. And when they're leaving this quarantine period, they're negative. They're not infectious. So there shouldn't be a risk to the public.
Mark, we're getting a lot of feedback here via the text machine. We've had some calls this morning, people saying, shut it down. Do what the Formula One has done. Try and postpone it. We understand that the calendar for tennis is extremely difficult with their schedule pretty much going the entirety of the year. But a lot of people are suggesting, can they shut it down and postpone it? Is that at all on the cards as we sit here right now?
It's absolutely not. We've come far too far now. The players are here. This is not getting postponed. The people, again, as we said with Novak, you need to get your head around that. This tournament is going ahead. It would take a pretty dramatic turn of events for any sort of postponement. At this stage, Craig Tiley has come out and made it clear that they are pushing on. This tournament is going to happen. It would take a disaster for it not to happen, and we obviously all hope that doesn't happen. There's a lot of emotion around this tournament. I completely understand that. You only have to look at social media, see posts under stories. People are emotional, and I understand that. They went through a lot, this state, last year. I went through a lot as well, just like everyone else. But at some stage, we do have to try to move on, and TA, Tennis Australia, are doing everything possible to make sure this goes ahead and it goes ahead safely.
Mark, thanks for joining us this morning. As I said, it's an ever-evolving story, and we know that time's pretty precious for you at the moment. So thanks for having a chat to us.
No problems, guys.
Mark McGowan joining us on Summer Breakfast. The one thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about earlier is that from a Tennis Australia point of view, to Craig Tiley and all of his team, we don't envy them at all, because once the decision was made to bring the Australian Open in, it was going to be difficult, but this has taken a turn that's even harder and harder to organise. And there'll be some people who'll be critical of them and saying, well, it shouldn't be on in the first place. They weren't the only ones involved in the decision to still have the Australian Open.
Going to earn their pay packet in the next 3 or so weeks. It is going to be an extremely difficult job logistically to please everybody. As I said, if the communication is clear and you don't always have to agree with it, but if they can at least present their case and try and justify why they made a decision, like Mark just said, he said it a couple of times, it's the acceptance, but it is extremely difficult. We struggled to accept what we were going through last year and still are to a lesser degree. It is hard to be sitting in a room for 14 days, not talking to anybody face-to-face and accept it. But if you can do that, you've probably got an advantage on the competition.
It's going to be more and more across this story, no doubt. Not only today, but tomorrow, and we'll stay across it here on Summer Breakfast as well. Stick around. Plenty more to come. Don't go too far. Summer Flyers not too far away as well.
A couple coming off the text as well.
I saw a couple off the text
like
there. Mark McGowan joined us for Scott Pack, by the way. Finance that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. ScottPack.com.au.